USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Israel will welcome a new prime minister after a razor-thin vote on Sunday to approve a new government. Naftali Bennett will assume office, ending Benjamin Netanyahu's 12-year term as PM. President Biden congratulated Bennett, saying in a statement that his administration is fully committed to working with the new Israeli government to advance security, stability, and peace for Israelis and Palestinians. Biden and Bennett also spoke by phone, where they agreed to consult with each other on regional security issues, including Iran. And as the G7 summit closed on Sunday, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced that the seven nations have agreed to donate 1 billion doses of COVID vaccine to the rest of the world. In a statement, Johnson said those doses would be distributed either directly or through the UN's COVAX program. He announced earlier this week that the UK would donate 100 million doses over the next year, along with President Biden's announcement that the U.S. would be donating 500 million doses starting this August. This is USA Radio News.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money back guarantee, 1-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
One of the major issues expected to be covered at this week's summit between President Biden and Russian President Putin is a recent number of cyber attacks against the U.S. emanating from Russia. Congressman Michael McCaul believes it's time to consider hitting back. The Texas Republican tells ABC's This Week that Biden is going into the meeting from a position of weakness and needs to turn that around.
I think we need to demonstrate, and the president needs to demonstrate with Putin, there will be consequences to your actions if you continue to do this. They have been mounting this up in the last just month, and extraordinarily. I think sanctions are great, but I think it's time to start thinking about hitting back. When we do attribution, we need to have rules of the road. I passed a cyber diplomacy bill out of my committee. They need to know that when they do this, there are consequences to their actions, and we're going to hit them back.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Joe Biden is on to Brussels for a meeting of NATO leaders after wrapping up the Group of Seven summit on Sunday. Biden declared that the U.S. was back at the table and ready to cooperate on global threats.
The only way we're going to meet the global threats is by working together and with our partners and our allies. And I conveyed to each of my G7 counterparts that the United States is going to do our part. America is back at the table. The lack of participation in the past and full engagement was noticed significantly, not only by the leaders of those countries, but by the people in the G7 countries. And America is back in the business of leading the world alongside nations who share our most deeply held values.
And as the G7 summit closed, the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced that the seven nations had agreed to donate 1 billion doses of COVID vaccine to the rest of the world. In a statement, Johnson said those doses would be distributed either directly or through the UN's COVAX program. He'd announced earlier this week that the UK would donate 100 million doses over the next year, along with President Biden's announcement that the US would be donating 500 million doses starting this August. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.